from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive in the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go right now on News Radio 930 WBEN to the WBEN Trocare College Live Line and Jeff Tamaro with some people you might have heard about from time to time on this program, AJ's Tree Service. Jeff, thanks very much for joining us. Appreciate your time.
Mr. Barley, one of my favorite BEN personalities. Thanks for having me.
One of your favorite? I thought to the exclusion of all others, I was your favorite. I'm beginning to feel somewhat emotionally neglected now.
No, we have to spread the love evenly over there.
All right. Spread. It's okay. I understand. You want to see other talk show hosts. I get it. So anyway, AJ's Tree Service. I'm a goof. AJ's Tree Service, one of the things that I say in the commercials I do for you from time to time is, hey, you might not need an emergency tree service right now, but take down this number and put it in your cell phone because at some point you're going to need emergency tree service. Tell us what things were like yesterday at AJ's Tree Service and when the call started to pour in.
Yesterday, you know, it did get busy for us late afternoon, and it did feel like the impacted area was actually pretty narrow for, like, you know, total devastation down there by Niagara Street. Seemed to get really hammered. We responded to a couple isolated situations in Amherst and the Tonawandas that didn't get hit quite as hard as Niagara Street.
Understood. Now, usually, Jeff, what happens, and you would know this better than I and most people listening to the program, usually what happens is it is the shallow-rooted trees, like the evergreen kind of trees, that because they are so shallowly rooted, they are the first to get knocked down in the tumult and maelstrom of the wind, such as we had yesterday in the tornado zone. But one of the things that we heard from Max Ferry and Brayton and others was the fact that really old growth trees were snapped in some cases at the base, the thickest part of the tree. Can you talk about the difference between what you experienced yesterday and what you are dealing with today compared to the ordinary situation?
Yeah, absolutely. That, you know, the older, mature, what you would consider sturdy trees and wind load, like you were talking about, that magic number that everybody's hung up on with wind is like 55 mile an hour is when healthy trees fail, healthy unions fail. All those things go out the window where you put in your best efforts and prune the tree properly, but at that mile per hour, things fail. Usually it's like a defect in the tree is where it would fail with that wind load. And different species get affected also. Some trees withstand the wind a lot better than others. A lot of those Bradford pears down in the city, which us arborists are now identifying as undesirables, are just so prone to storm damage. Similar to like a box elder species, once the wind picks up, they seem to just kind of rain down limbs, and it's just like the nature of the tree. So some are known problems, and some are healthy and hardy, but once you hit that mile per hour, healthy trees fail.
That's actually quite interesting. Continue.
Yeah, it's not just the wind load. Like when I first started that I was so hung up on, you know, the wind, it's the rain. When you get that this time of year and all the foliage is on the tree, you pair that with an inch of rain, people forget how heavy that can load that canopy. So you dump the rain on the tree and then the wind picks up a little bit and stuff really is failing. So the rain plays a pretty significant role also, aside from just the wind load.
Yeah, that extra weight, even of rain on the trees. And, you know, we think back to what Tim Wenger nicknamed shortly after its onset, the October surprise storm of 2006, where, once again, we had a lot of the foliage was there on the trees, and the heavy, sticky snow was coming down. It was becoming attached to the limbs and boughs and branches, and so much weight, so much stress was put on those trees that they toppled over, and in some cases split down the middle because of the incredible stress of the weight on those trees.
Yeah, absolutely. The silver maples, everybody remembers I had 13 silver maples on my property at that time, and that the natural crown structure of that tree is that they grow long and skinny and break. That's what we say. So when they grow long and skinny and they're full of all that foliage and then the snow dumped on them, all those flat-lying limbs were just snapping off, and we spent, obviously, months cleaning up after that.
We are speaking with Jeff Tamaro on News Radio 930 WBEN, the Trocare College Live Line. Jeff is with our sponsors at AJ's Tree Service. And as I said at the beginning of our conversation with Jeff, when I say you might not have a tree emergency now, but you're going to yesterday and today, days where many of you have found out that, yep, you absolutely do need a tree service. And we talk about this, and I know you talk about it in your ads, but Jeff, as a point of safety, and look, I'm compensated to do your endorsements, no big secret there. Obviously, you guys don't work as a charity. You are a business. But I want you to explain to people why tree removal is such a delicate art, and you really do need to have some training underneath your hat of experience in order to make sure that the tree is taken down and you emerge with all of your limbs and your life intact.
Yeah, you know, it's funny you call it a delicate art. I think of another D word with tree work, which is dangerous. And that's just such a dangerous profession where we invest so much time and money into training and equipment to make the job more efficient and easier for our guys, but most importantly, safer for them. So the time we invest, you know, once a week, half hour Friday safety meetings to talk about the week and what happened and what we can do better to, like you say, make sure everyone goes home with both arms, both legs, and look out for each other and keep each other safe. And then also investing in the latest and greatest tree equipment to, you know, most importantly, keep the job safe, the employees safe, but also the efficiency component, where sometimes people are surprised by, you know, tree removal price two part. One, it can be expensive, but also it can be surprising when you show up with all the right gear and you're able to do it efficiently. You know, some people are surprised by that savings we can offer that way by reinvesting in that equipment.
And how fast it is. When you guys took care of the black walnut behind the garage at my place, I was stunned at how quickly and methodically you worked and how the expeditious nature of your tree removal. That thing was taken down and removed in a time I didn't think was possible, and added safety to the backyard and also added additional aesthetic beauty to the backyard because that tree being down allowed for a lot of additional light to greet us, as well as the wonderful across-the-street neighbors, with extra sunshine during the setting phase of the sun. So efficiency is something that a professional tree person or people are able to do that most of us ordinarily would not be able to keep pace with the way in which you remove trees. So kudos to you on that. Now, when it comes to dealing with the utilities, do you at AJ's Tree Service enjoy a close relationship with the various let's say utilities, National Grid, NYSEG?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Not so much the power providers, but like City of Buffalo, we are contracted through them. We do work around energized lines daily where we hold our electrical hazard and awareness certificate to safely work around that high voltage and just make sure we're educated, number one, and safe, number two. You know, the gear we work in is tested annually. We run 50,000 volts through them to make sure that if we come in contact with that primary distribution line, that the man in the bucket is safe. And actually, just as importantly, the guy in the ground, because if that boom lays into the wires, it power goes to ground. It energizes the truck to the ground. If a guy in the ground leans on that truck could be energized and he could be at risk. So, you know, those are things that we educate ourselves on throughout the year.
Yeah, I mean, you have to, and especially, you know, you don't want to become complacent when it comes to safety because you've taken down however many thousands of trees in your life. Any tree has its own unique set of circumstances, and you've got to approach every tree as if it was your first time and not let complacency sink in. I'm quite sure that that is preached at AJ's Tree Service. Jeff Tamaro is with us on WBEN. He is with AJ's Tree Service and live now on the Trocare College WBEN live line. And Jeff, when you get a situation such as what happened yesterday, how do you people and your schedulers, how do you triage which job has to be gotten to first and which ones can wait?
Yeah, that's honestly an easy decision when the calls come in. Anything affecting property damage, you know, trees on structure, houses, chimneys knocked over where they're exposed to weather, windows broke, something like that's our first response. And then, you know, obviously a car also, fence, pool, those structures come secondary. And then it's the stuff on the ground that would come next in that pecking order.
We are talking with Jeff Tamaro with AJ's Tree Service on News Radio 930 WBEN. How about the homeowners insurance companies? Do you spend a lot of time dealing with them in terms of determining what is a covered bit of damage to one's property and what is not covered?
I mean, 20 plus years of it. I'm, for the record, a lumberjack, not an insurance adjuster. But I do know that the majority of the policies we've dealt with only cover tree removal contribution expenses in conjunction with property damage. So that tree needs to hit the house, the fence, the car. If it does just lie out in your lawn, unfortunately, there is no coverage we have found for that. So that's kind of the normal homeowner policy we've found.
Hmm. Very, very interesting. When people get home from work, or maybe they were just out grocery shopping or something, and they find that their house has suffered severe damage or moderate damage, maybe even light damage because of a tree toppling over, are there certain things that you have learned over the years you can say to potential customers to put their mind at ease a little bit? Because nobody needs that extra aggravation in their lives, Jeff.
No, that's true. And you know, a lot of the winds just do rain down smaller sticks that homeowners are easily able to take care of themselves. It's the larger ones, even on the ground, where that 2,100-pound limb has 8 different points touching the ground that are loaded differently. And when that homeowner goes to cut, it can roll, it can go the other way, it can hurt something, or worse yet, hurt them. So just because it's lying in the lawn doesn't always mean that it's safest to just run in there and start trying to pick it apart.
Understood. Jeff Tamaro with AJ's Tree Service. Before we let you go, look, it's August, and we may have some more times of weather tumult and winds and rain, which comes down in buckets. Anything people who are homeowners can do in advance to make sure that they have a less risk of damage from a tree coming down or leaning over? Is there any preventative measure people can take?
I mean, absolutely. They can call us and come out and take a look, but they can find signs on their own also. Defects are, the majority of them are easily identifiable. So like points of attachment at the trunk, it should look like a big woody union, like one piece of bark. When there's two separate tree-looking parts grown together, that's identified as a defect that can fail in wind load. Any cavity, hole in the tree, not always a terrible thing, unless you see like any fruiting fungal bodies coming out of there, like mushroom or shelf fungus. That's a sign of wood decay, those mushrooms growing. So that's identified as a defect. Also, at the ground, if you're noticing sawdust at the base of the tree, that's, you know, insect activity, that's feeding on dead wood. So those would be the obvious indicators of, hey, I might want to get another look at this.
Good shout out, by the way, there for Deadwood, one of my all-time favorite shows from the HBO family of unique programming. Jeff, the phone number people can contact, can call in order to reach you professionals at AJ's Tree Service, what's the best way to do it?
That's 716-908-1282, and we've got Sue in the offense answering the phones for us. That's my wife, 25 years, so she does a great job. Shout out to her.
Hey, congratulations. My marriage is usually less 25 minutes, so well done, 25 years. I want to thank you, Jeff, very much for joining us on News Radio 930 WBEN. Always a pleasure, sir, and obviously, you're doing a lot of work out there, probably some stiff muscles at the end of the day, but the wonderful Sue can take care of you and make sure that you're good to go for tomorrow. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Tom.
On the WBEN Trocare College Live Line, that was Jeff Tamaro.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.